first part. First of all, I'd like to thank the world and the Gaboyim for allowing me to come here and speak to you. I think this is it's a tremendous institution. I have a share every morning, Torah away, as they say, Tzvias Yitim B'Torah, and Shekhom Yichayel L'Chayel. I'd like to discuss, I posted myself as reflections after 9/11, and you call it 7/7. We live in a world of a constant threat of terrorism, and I'd like to speak a little bit how this reflects. I only put that in the 7/7 for my audience. You know, I'm a 9/11 man. What can I do? No, the truth is it affects us all, and we're living with a constant threat of terrorism. I'd like to discuss it not so much from a political point of view, obviously. That's something we read about in the papers. But a little bit to discuss it in the terms of how the Torah really views what we are living through and some of the true responses we can have to that, and perhaps we'll also move on to understand a little bit some of the terrorism yuchad for Eretz Israel. I mean, terrorism, unfortunately, in Eretz Israel I've been living there for many years, and it's unfortunately a part of our lives. But when it hit, I remember years ago, I was visiting one of my Talmidim in Passaic, New Jersey. In Passaic, New Jersey, I was on one of the beautiful streets, and it had trees, and it was just, it was Mordic. And it was the summer, and I was there for a wedding. And I was saying to myself, why is it I can't walk out of my house? And Eretz Israel with the same feeling, to worry about, God forbid, what's going to be with Rahman Aslan, a bus or whatever. And here was this beautiful tree-lined street, they're living in, so geschmack. And then a bit later, it was 9/11, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu showed us that it's not only an Eretz Israel that we have to worry, but really we're living in a different world today. What is it that really bothers us? Of course, we're not going to discuss the fact that people who die, chafuyim epesha, people are not obligated for anything, but it's much more than that. George Bush and Mr. Blair don't get up and scream about this only because of the loss of life. People die all the time. Natural disaster, even in war. There's something about it which is unusual. And what is it? It's nihilistic. It's a destruction of the very core of our society. If you have a plane that takes off in Boston and goes into the World Trade Center, that's not normal life. You can't live that way. You can't go in the tube and, God forbid, be afraid of what's going to happen down there. That is not normal life. It's nihilistic. You cannot have a society functioning if the normal things that we take for granted can't go as they're meant to. George Bush understood that this is a patch. This is going at the very core of society, of civilization. Where does this come from? Let's try to understand this. What we have really, what we're witnessing in the world today is a conflict between Esav and Yishmael. Right? The West is Esav. We know that the Christian world are the successors of Esav, the Roman Empire, and Yishmael, the dots of the Muslims, is really the dots of Yishmael. And what we're watching is a conflict between them. Yaakov, we are involved, and we'll get to that. But ultimately, it's a conflict between these two cultures. Let's understand. The Mephoshim explained to us that there are two pillars, there are two kaychas, there are two main roshim, heads of the kaychas of Ra. There's Taivani and Kaisani. Taivani means taiva, desire. Kas means anger. Those are the two poles of the Yetzer, two roshim. And who are they? Taiva is Yishmael. Am Adom HaLachamor. He said, Avraham Avinu said, when he went to the Akedah, he said, you stay here with the Chamor, because I'll tell us, Am Adom HaLachamor. He says, on Yishmael, Am Adom HaLachamor. He says, there are 10 Kavim of Znut that came to the world, 9 took Yishmael. They are the rush of Taiva. It's that Shani. You have Esav. Esav, what does Chazal tell us? What does the Torah say? Esav was told by Yitzchak, Bechar b'chatichya, you shall live by the sword. Esav is the rush, is the pinnacle of kas, anger, power, destruction, murder. These are two poles, and that's why they're constantly at one another. Let's understand. Esav builds the world. Esav is Bechar b'chatichya. He wants to rule. He wants to be in charge. But he needs order in order to exercise his control. Comes along Yishmael. What does the Torah tell us about Yishmael? Yishmael lived in the Midbar. Yishmael, what is the Midbar? The Maral explains as follows. The Maral explains that the Midbar, that's why we make a bracha when we go through a Midbar, it's because the Mokum, which is without Yishuv, it's a place without, where people don't live. It's chutz min ha-yishuv. It's not a place where you build houses and people live together. That's where Yishmael is. Yishmael doesn't care. He doesn't live. He doesn't care about the yishuv. He lives chutz min ha-yishuv. So for him, it doesn't bother him if he's going to destroy what we call a civilized world. That's not important to him. He's chutz min ha-yishuv. He's from the Midbar. When those towers came down, really, that was now again, we're not in Chas V'Shalom. We have to understand that we are not in any way justifying, or we're just trying to understand what the Kodesh Baruch was teaching us. These people were Rishoyim, and there's nothing else to discuss. But let's try to see what it did say to us, what should have said to us. As an American, I certainly felt it, and I think we all feel it, because it's striking us all. Those towers, what did they represent? What did they represent? If it wasn't the kayach of mammon, the kayach of money, of all the financial industry which was located in those towers, and they come tumbling down. And then what else happened? They had a plane that went into the Pentagon, which is, for an American, it's like unheard of. The Pentagon, that's the source of Asa's power. Bechar b'chatichya shall live by the sword, and there was the Pentagon sitting in ruins. That was a patch in the very essence of who Esav was. So Esav's going to fight back. He's not going to let this go by. That's Aleph. To understand that this, what we're watching are really two poles of the Esav. Esav doesn't understand. Esav understands war. Bechar b'chatichya, live by the sword. You live by the sword, but you know what? Remember the British used to fight? Right, the Americans. You know, I'm from the rebels. I'm sorry. I'm from the rebels. Please don't get excited. I'm from the rebels. But how did we win with guerrilla warfare? No, Esav came out. You know, the British came out with the red coats and they stood up. And you know, you have a fight. You want to go in a fight? You got to go fight outside on the lawn. Go fight somewhere. You know, the Americans have a duel. People duel one another. Rules of war. That's Esav. Bechar b'chatichya. Medach levin. You have to live by the sword, but there's a way to fight. They don't understand, but Yishmael is coming with Taiva. It doesn't matter to him. He's from the Midbar. He's chutz min ha-yishuv. There's no rules. These rules don't exist in his world. That's Aleph. Now, the second point is as follows. Let's try. This week's Parsha is very fascinating to understand that really how we can relate to these two kaiches, and then I'd like to bring it around to look a little bit what's going on in Eretz Israel. It's as follows. When Yaakov Avinu comes back after being by Lavan, he comes and he encounters Esav, this week's Parsha. And he says to his shluchim, he says, V'hi li shor v'chamor. I have the shor v'chamor. I have a shor. And I have a chamor. And Rashi says, I didn't get the brachas that I was promised. But the Mefarshim explain as follows. Now listen up, this is very chashuv. But Yehili Shor b'chamor, be'etzem Yaakov Avinu was answering Esav. He says, I have Shor b'chamor. Now understand as follows. What's fascinating is that Esav went, now again, we're going a little further off now, the conflict between Esav and Yishmael. and to understand that Esav ultimately made a marriage with Yishmael. Esav marries into Yishmael, correct? He marries the daughter of Yishmael. So, if we understand, we just explained before that Chamor, right, Amadom al-Chamor, that's Yishmael. Amadom al-Chamor is Yishmael. Shor Nagach, the goring shor, the goring ox, is a symbol of Esav. It's a symbol of kas, of power, of destruction. So comes Yaakov Avinu, and he says, he was saying, the Mephoshim explained, Yesh li shor v'chamor, I have shor v'chamor, you have your shor v'chamor, you represent tithe of the kas. Yesh li shor v'chamor, who is my shor v'chamor? Now listen up. Who is Yaakov? Who's going to be my fight against you? Yesh li shor, that's referring to Yosef. As it says, B'chor Sharo, he did, alright, Hadalov, Akanarim Kanav. Yosef at Tzadik, he's called Shor. B'chamor, is Chamor Gorem, is referring, when some of the portion learned, it's Yisachar. How does this work? Now listen up. In other words, Yaakov Avinu was saying, I've got the Kayachas now to overcome you, Esav. By the way, you should know this Shidduch between Esav and Yishmael is Mamash Shinyan of the Yomah. Because ultimately, Rav Huna said that was the Mufti who sat down with Hitler Yamach Shemal, and they made a pact during World War II. And Chazal tell us, it's interesting, that Rav Sadia Gaon says there were 10 princes of Esav. The ones who were gonna, we were there, 10 princes of Esav. They referred, in time of history, there's gonna be 10 kings of Esav, and the last one is Melech Yishmael B'Yishron. There's gonna be a shoot this between Yishmael and Esav. So it's very Nageya. Yaakov Avinu comes and he says, Yesh li shor v'chamor. Now, number one, who is the shor? The shomer is Yosef HaTzadik. And that's pshat. Later on, we find, Chazal tell us, that in the next week's parsha, Rashi brings it, the Yeshiv Yaakov, right, the whole mashal of a Pishtani, of a fellow carrying flax, and a man comes with his bellows and he lights a spark and he kills up all the flax. That's all a mashal to Esav and Yaakov and Yosef. And Chazal tells us as follows. Eila told us Yaakov, Yosef, Beis Yaakov Eish, or Beis Yosef Lahava, or Beis Esav Lakash. Nitzos Yosef and Yosef, or Mechala Asorif Eskulam. All these kings, all these princes of Esav are going to be destroyed by Yosef. Now this is very fascinating. Let's try to understand this. This week's Parsha, in other words, the Koyach against Esav is going to be Yosef. How does that work? Why not Yaakov himself? Understand as follows. In this week's Parsha, there's a fight between the Tsar of Esav and the Tsar of Yaakov. Right? And Yaakov himself, excuse me. And they fight through the night. Chazal tell us what happened. He was only pogeya in the Gira Nasha, right? It's been explained that he couldn't really touch Yaakov Avinu himself. The goof of Torah, Yaakov Avinu was Torah, the goof of Torah he couldn't touch. The only thing that Esav succeeded in affecting was the Gira Nasha, which is a symbol of what comes out from Yaakov, his bunny. So, right, the thing that he affected were his children, or some say, by the way, is the Mazike Torah. Right? The reason why it's difficult today to raise money for Torah institutions is because Esav was Pagaya Negira Nasha. That's one pshat. But what's Negaya for us today is he was also Pagaya. He affected the bani, the children. Now, there's Yaakov Avinu, there's no fight. Yaakov and Esav, Yaakov wins. He's the Kufa Torah. His face is on the Kisei HaKavod. when he goes to sleep, you know, he's lying downstairs. And the angels going up and down, they saw him down below, and they saw his face engraved in the Kisei HaKavod. Against Yaakov Avinu, there's no fight. Oh, but you know where the fight is? Against his bunny. Against his children. The ultimate tikkun is, Eila told us, Yaakov Yosef. Yosef is the Tolda. He's the progeny of Yaakov. He is the one who's right, Tzadik Yesod Olam. Let's think about it. Think about it. What happens when Yosef encounters Eishes Potiphar, the famous Chazal tells us that he was about to sin with Eishes Potiphar, and what happened? His father's face appeared in the window. What does that mean? Yeah, so that prevented him from sinning. It means as follows, that the kaya, the ability of Yosef to overcome Eishes Potiphar, the ability of Tzadik Yisod Olam, the ability to be a Tzadik, the ability to overcome the Eser, the shurish of that came from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, Yosef was his prime Talmud, right? He was his prime progeny. Eva told us Yaakov Yosef, the kayak of Yaakov Avinu, which is the Yisod, was able to take effect in this world, in the children, in Yosef. That kayak, when it's manifested in Tzadik Yisod Olam, oh ho 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 ho. So you know what happens? Esav's finished. The ability to fight Esav is that when we have all the kayaks of the Avos take effect in this world, and Yosef at Tzadik was the one that fights the Esav, he's a tikkun. That's a kayak against Esav. The kayak. Now we're tracking it as follows. The kayak, it says over here, Yeshli Shor b'chamor, the kayak against Yishmael is chamor, is Yisachar. What's the pshat? It's Torah. Yisachar is Torah. Let's understand as follows. We say, Hayadayim day Esav, Kol Kol Yaakov, Hayadayim day Esav. That was said vis-a-vis Esav. We have a call, but you know what? Yishmael also has a call. Right? Yeah, Esav is working with his hands. He's b'char b'chatichya. He's busy fighting. But Yishmael is Yishmakel. Yishmakel. Remember, Yishmael in the Torah, what happens? He's out in the desert over there. He's about to die, and he cries out, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu saves him. Yishmael has a kayak of tefillah. Yishmael has a kayak of tefillah. Let's remember that. He also davens. As a matter of fact, there's so much davening, they daven 5 times a day. Right? They put us to shame sometimes. They sit in the middle of the airport, you know, they start with their thing. They're davening all the time. You know what our kayak against them is? It's the kayak of Torah. Understand as follows. That's how we, let's try to understand a little bit of what's going now on in Eretz Israel. We find that we have this conflict, this ongoing conflict with Yishmael. This conflict, again, in the world conflict, is the conflict Esav versus Yishmael, but by us, it's Yaakov versus Yishmael. And the reason for this is as follows. When Avram Avinu was promised the land of Eretz Israel, when was he promised the land of Eretz Israel? After he did the Bris Milah. After he did the Bris Milah, he reached that Shlemus, the Kodesh Baruch Hu promised him Eretz Israel. Let's remember that Yishmael also did the Bris. Yishmael himself did the bris, did he not? Yes. And he did it at the age of 13. He did it with great mysterious nefesh. As a matter of fact, when Avram Avinu was about to go with Yitzchak to the Akedah, was after these things, Yishmael was fighting, we had a little bit of a, he was fighting with Yitzchak. You know what he told him? He says, I've been greater than you, I'm better than you. You know why? You did it when you were 8 days old. I did it when I was 13. I was most inept to do the bris milah. Yishmael also did the bris. Yitzchak's answer to that is, I'm not prepared just to give over one aver, one of my avarim. I'm prepared to give over my whole group. I'm prepared to be most inept entirely. I can go on any akedah. But ultimately, Yishmael also has a kayak of bris. And it's for this reason that Yishmael has the ability to be ma'akev the Yidden and Eretz Israel. The reason why we're having trouble today is because of that. One of the reasons. One of the reasons is because Yishmael also has a schus in Eretz Israel. But what you have to understand is as follows. The schus he has in Eretz Israel is Mikayach the bris, but he has a bris, but you know the Yishmael, when they do the bris, they don't do it quite the same way we do. We cut, right, and we make a priya. Yishmael does not make a priya. He does not roll back the arla. Says the Shlah that the Yishmael has what's called a bris chitzon. He has an external bris. He has an external bris, but he does not have the bris panimi. He doesn't have the internal bris. And that's the pshat that we have the internal bris, which is the bris with the Kodesh Baruch. Well, that's only by the Yidden. Where do we see this really exemplified? In the second bracha of Berachas HaMazon. Right, the second bracha of Berachas HaMazon, there are two things which are marked. We have to say, Rizcha Shechasamta V'Vitzareinu, V'Tarata Hashi L'Matatano. The bris that you place in our skin, and the Torah that you taught us. That is our Schus Eretz Yisrael. The second bracha of Berachas HaMazon is for Eretz Yisrael. What is our Schus? Our Rizcha Shechasamta V'Vitzareinu, V'Tarata Hashi L'Matatano. The Torah Kedosha. We have a bris that's the emes of bris with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we have the Torah Kedosha. Our koyach, as it says here, Yesh li shor b'chamor, the koyach against Esav is Yosef Atzadik. The koyach against Yishmael, the koyach against Yishmael is the Torah Kedosha. The ability of limud Torah in Eretz Yisrael. I once heard, right, when Bobby Zitzal, he said, the thing that's keeping us, and it's pashut, the thing that keeps Klal Yisrael going in Eretz Yisrael is the limud of Torah there and the Torah and the tshuva that's being done. That's it. Without the Torah, we're nowhere. Nowhere. That's our koyach against Yishmael. Aye, we have the koyach of tefillah. Yeah, that's a koyach. But that was not said, klape Esav. Yishmael, 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 his name, his voice is also heard. He also has a voice. He also believes in the Rabbana Shalom. The koyach of tefillah he has, but he doesn't have a koyach of Torah. The pnimius, the inside, that is our real koyach over Yishmael. And ultimately, it's because Yishmael did the bris that he's able to be ma'akiv. In the end of days, it says, it's brought down to Mashah, and the Shvar says the same thing, that at the end of time, Yishmael will have the ability to have an achiza in Eretz Yisrael, but ultimately, we will prevail because of our koyach of Torah. So Yesh li shor b'chamor, Yaakov Avinu was coming and saying that I have two koyaches which can overcome your two koyaches. I have Yosef Atzadik and I have Yisachar. So we as Yidden have to wake up to the fact that when we witness and we are unfortunately involved in a matzav of a destruction of civilization, where we see Esav, and we're living with Esav. Let's face it, we live with Esav, and at the moment, Esav's our big brother, as it were. But that's not our ultimate salvation. Our ultimate salvation is not going to be with Esav nor with Yishmael. It's only be with the Koyach of Yaakov Avinu. When we had Yosef Atzadik, when we are expressing that Torah Lamaisiv in the Poel B'Yadayim. And it gives us the ability to have true Yirah Shemayim and the ability to have true Avos Hashem, which comes from learning Torah. That's what Yitzchak Zechava says, the same point. He says that these two poles of the Yetzer, right? It says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that's Avos Hashem, that's connected to Yishmael. But Lo Yelecha Elohim Achimim Lefanai, you should have foreign gods in front of me, that's connected Esav. Remember, what is Yishmael? Yishmael is a pagam. It's Ava, which is of Avram Avinu, which has gone extreme, right? The chesed of Avram, which loses itself, it manifests itself in Yishmael. That's taiva. It's chesed without bounds. And Esav, who reflects Yira, it's Yira without bounds. It's the fear and the gevurah. The power which is without bounds ultimately becomes the power of murder. So our tshuva, we have to understand as follows. When we live, we're watching from the sidelines. When we see Esav going against Yishmael, we have to appreciate that even though we may feel, Esav, but Esav's not us. Esav's b'char b'chatichya. You know, when those twin towers fell down, I want you to know something. Just imagine. You have to know that was a vision of what it's going to like when it's going to be like when the Mashiach is going to come. Right now, you look outside in the world and we see a whole marechet. We see a whole structure of power, of society and civilization. Well, Givaldic. I remember one time I was going over the 59th Street Bridge. The 59th Street Bridge, the bridge goes into Manhattan. And I'm an American. I'm a New Yorker, and I've lived there my whole life, but I felt it. I said to myself, I was thinking about what it was like in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the paradigm of Mitzrayim of Olam Hazeh. I'm looking at this place and I said, wow, look at this koyach. It's unbelievable. Who could ever say that something's going to happen over here? But the pshat is, in a few minutes, that those towers came down, it was like they're not there. They're not there. What happened to them? Where are they? We have to appreciate that in the end of days, Chazal tell us, when the Mashiach comes, all of that which is now a klipa, which is standing in our way, which is not allowing us to see the Rabbanu Shel Olam, is all going to disintegrate. It's going to disintegrate in 1 minute. And from 1 minute to the next, bingo, you're going to be living in it, and it's going to be clear the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Another marshal for that was Soviet Russia. Soviet Russia, you know, everyone over here is over 18, right? We're old enough to remember the Cold War. I grew up with bomb shelters in the basement. The Russians are coming. Who knows what's going to be? A life just, you know, what's going to be over here? What happens? 1987, Gorbachev gets up and says, okay, have I had enough? Enough. Okay, so what do they do? After 70 years of communism, bingo, nothing. The same people were communists a month before, all of a sudden the young man was smiling. What happened to the KGB? What happened to Siberia? What happened to all the 70 years of Rishis? No, we're Soviets, nothing. And we're like that. It's not even there anymore. What happened? The very thing that you saw that represented so much kayak in the world, so much Rishis, all of a sudden just said, you know, no, it's not even here. This, my dear friends, is a marshal. It's a marshal for us. When we see things like this in the world that happen in front of us, don't ignore them. As much as we see a world out here that's standing here and we don't see a Kodesh Baruch Hu in front of our very eyes, you have to know that within one moment, the Mashiach can come and the whole thing is going to be blasted away. Nothing. The Twin Towers, which again, I'm not, Chas v'Shalom, we have to understand, not defending what was done, but that power, the power of money, the power of finances. You know, after the Twin Towers came down, there were financial institutions. Oh, we got to go on. Why don't you reflect a bit? What's going on here? Is this what our lives are all about? Is our lives about b'char b'chatichia? You shall live by the sword. You know, after the first Gulf War, my sons came home with this booklet, you know, with 100 stickers, you know, the kids, they put in the stickers of 100 different types of weapons. Ayrach Mount Slime, 100 types of weapons. This the way to kill, and that way to kill. And a sensor is A, and a tank is A. That's the Chabad Kentucky, that's not us. Has nothing to do with us. The Americans, you know, when O.J., you know O.J.? O.J. was a murderer, you know what? They had a problem in America, they had a big problem. What was the problem? O.J. just has been running away from the police, and there's 5 cop cars chasing him. Oh, but we have a basketball game. We have a basketball game at the same time. So you know what they did? They had the basketball game on the TV, and in the corner, you watched O.J. Why? Because that's b'char b'chatichya. You shall live by the sword. Can't give up on watching something which has to do with the b'char b'chatichya. That's not us. We have nothing to do with b'char b'chatichya, and we have nothing to do with the Yishmael, which is taiva, which is living for taivas. The world that we're living in, if you see, it's garbage of taiva in the world. There's no more dais. There are no more dais. You just see taiva. We see these two things. That's not our fight. We have to watch from the side and realize that our tikkun, the way that we're going to win, the way that we're going to bring the Yeshua, is Yesh Li Shor V'Chamor. I have the Emes Shor, and I have the Emes Chamor. I have the Shor of Yosef Atzadik. The ability to translate the Torah, we learn the base medrash, and to translate it into Tzadik Yesod Olam, the person who can overcome the Yeshua's of daily life. And I have Chamor, I have Yisachar Zoram, I have the power of Torah. That's the power of Torah that we have in the base medrash. That's what I'm saying. Manish, today, we mekayim abyssal, what it means to learn. That's what the Yid is all about. And the Torah in our yeshivas, and the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. And that's ultimately going to be, that's how it's going to be our kayak against Esav and ultimately Yishmor. With that, adventure soul, we should all be zayecha to see b'mherah yemeinu b'yosef goyel. Amen.